From Jamestown 107.1, it's the Let's Talk About It podcast. Why don't we do a sports one? I am Jamestown 107.1 Sports Director David Burrow, and we record this on a big day all across college football in February. Yeah, because it's National Signing Day, the first day of the second, what used to be the only, but really it is now the second big signing period in college football. But this is the day when the first signings are made official. As we record this, a few I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed, but still, we can talk with Jimmy's head football coach, Brian Mistro, about this. And, I'd say it's a little bit of a breather because, as you and I have talked many times, recruiting is something that never, ever ends. But this is always a big day for you and your program.
Absolutely. You know, signing day is a national holiday for us, and it's, you know, it's a culmination of just so many people working hard, and everyone from admissions to our student success to our chaplain to our, you know, student engagement center, our coaching staff, the professors, and everybody that puts it in the time to make these young men come in and feel a part of the Jimmy culture here. And you know, it's so awesome. You know, we got some breakfast pizzas this morning and some coffee, but we weren't sitting around the fax machine like we used to. So, you know, we were just able to take the picture and say, here you go. But no, it's been really good so far. And, you know, waiting on a couple of our distance kids to celebrate their signing period at their high schools. But we're pretty much wrapped up.
And the one thing you were saying to me before we started rolling here was that being in D2, and the hope is that you'll be a full-fledged D2 member next year. That's the expectation for all athletic programs. But, boy, that has made a difference, hasn't it?
Absolutely, especially regionally. You know, when you're going to battle with Division II schools as an NAIA program, it's hard to win those battles. Now, we've won some in the past, but now we're able to win more because, you know, being a Division II program, you know, it is a lot more something that these kids want. And I think that, you know, within the tri-state region, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, you know, of our 35, 20 of them are from, you know, a drivable distance away, which is huge for their families and the people that want to support them. But also, you know, for us, it's all those kids had other Division II offers. And so when you start looking at it, like we're in the fight with the right type of people and the right type of, you know, teams. And so it's been really good for us to see those names come across the board.
And that's significant. You're fighting with Minnesota State, you're fighting with Augie, you're fighting with Duluth, and here you are getting kids that in the past, well, it would have been a no-brainer in some cases in the past for them to go to those places, but now Jamestown's an option, and that's good for you.
Yeah, you know, in the years past, we've lost a lot of guys to, you know, Minot, Northern, Mary, Moorhead, too, regionally, and then obviously there's some of the bigger schools in our league, but at the end of the day, when we used to be a blip on the radar versus some of those battles, and now we're actually in the fight, and it's been really good for our staff to see all their hard work kind of come to fruition and see the fruit of that labor, and it's exciting for the kids because what are we trying to sell them on? Like, hey man, new Division II school, building up this program the right way, the way that we want it to do, and we want to do it with guys that are Jimmies. And if you're going to be somebody that's a part of our culture, you're going to be a good dude, and that's what we preach. And so I really appreciated everything that our staff was able to do this offseason to get these recruits rolling. And like you said, it's a year-long process. Some of these guys have been on campus now 3, 4, 5 times over the last year and a half. And so it's been really, really good.
Well, and I was told you're already starting to send out emails to kids you want to be talking about 365 days from now, so it does never end.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we actually I offered our first 2027 recruit last week, and so it's just one of those things where, you know, you're never really behind, but you're never really out in front. And you just kind of have to find the way that works for your program. And the way we do it is, you know, celebrate signing day, and then let's start really getting the interest for junior days coming up here in March and April for our next class.
Right. Now, at this stage and where this program is in you know, getting acclimated to D2, and I ask this question always in the context of, you always find out down the road how a certain recruiting class worked out. But was there a particular need you wanted to address, or as they like to say, the best athlete available? What was the approach for this class?
You know, in this league, you really got to beef up the O and the D line. And then we were going to be lacking some depth because of graduation with our secondary. And so those were the three key areas that we really wanted to target. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, we want to go out and get the best football players that we can, regardless of position. And some of those guys, especially in, you know, smaller towns, right? Like in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, you know, sometimes the best player is playing, you know, quarterback, or but he might be a safety in college, or, you know, he's playing another position and you project him to be that way at the next level. And so, you know, we were able to get some really good players that are just pure athletes. And I think when you have that and the multiple sport guy and the guy that's been a captain of, you know, two or three different teams in high school, you're getting the right type of kid. And that's what we really tried to shoot for.
You are able to find in this region the quality of athlete that people in a lot of places may not know about. And yes, you want great young men and you want them to be Jimmies, but you're able to find young men every year. And this is the way it was when you were in the NAIA too, that not only want to play good football for you, but represent this program well, and especially in this region, they're all over the place.
Absolutely. You know, the football's gotten so much better, and just the athleticism of these guys is just keeps raising. And, you know, we have guys on our team that are committing this week that, and I won't name names because I'll forget somebody and then I'll get yelled at by, you know, a parent here or there. But, you know, we have some players of the year, senior athletes of the year. We have some guys that, you know, I've seen score 7 touchdowns in a game. We have guys that ran for over 1,000 yards. We have guys that, you know, led their team in sacks and led the state in sacks. I mean, we have some really good guys that are coming into our program that when you start looking at the statistics, it's like, all right, well, what level of player are you playing at? And well, for me, it's, are you getting the job done or not? And the guys that we, you know, have on the board are getting their job done at their high schools right now. And so it's been fun to watch.
It won't be that long till you get these guys and the ones you have coming back on the field. And I know you're ready for it, and I'm sure they're ready for it.
Absolutely. And a huge shout out to our current team because, you know, they're up at 5:30 in the morning every day, 5 days a week. And we're asking them to host recruits and we're asking them, you know, show a good experience to these guys. And so our guys have just done such a tremendous job and they're hungry to get back on the field and during spring ball. You know, I'm excited to have some of our local guys be able to come to spring practices. It's going to be really cool for us to just kind of see this thing keep taking the next step.
So people will know, when do your spring practices get underway?
We'll be going from March 11th to April 11th, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mondays will be in the afternoon. Wednesday and Fridays will be in the morning. And so we'll culminate with some type of spring celebration. You know, the old days of the spring games and scrimmages and stuff are they're obviously there, but we did that last year, so we're choosing to stay in-house this year. So we'll do some type of, you know, spring get-together on the 11th of April.
And before we know it, it's going to be the end of August and early September. It always flies by, doesn't it?
Absolutely, man. And we'll be ready to go. You know, we signed a non-conference game with Upper Iowa, the head coach over there, and I coached together when I first got into coaching. And so Coach Hoskins and I saddled that up. And you know, yeah, we'll be ready to go August 29th versus the Peacocks.
That, as we say, will be here before we know it. But the first part of getting there, at least for this year, is National Signing Day. Congratulations, Brian, on what you've done, and I'm sure we will visit again down the line. Thank you for taking a few minutes.
Absolutely. Go Jimmies. Let's go.
That's the Let's Talk About It podcast.